Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let nothing.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her sister, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she had lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, and she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes. I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
nothing
turn me around. Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when times in life get hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff.
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image"? That day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear. I can hear them say,
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. So thankful that you have made it so far through the first 3 or 4 days of this week. Hope that all is well where you are. It's been extremely cold here in Atlanta. Matter of fact, I think yesterday was about 28 degrees. Just a little bit higher than that today, maybe 31 or something of the sort. So we've gone through this real cold spell. But I'm hoping that you all snuggle up and all covered up and throw another chunk of wood on the fire, and then you'll be okay. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verses number 20, the Bible said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. During the course of this lesson, I want you to listen to this word when I say he gave. That means God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, they gave or he gave. Then when you look in the book of Titus 2:11, he says, for the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of that great day of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen to this, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquities, purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak I to and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. He gave. Pretty much all the passages, well, several of the passages in the Bible would indicate what God gives. One of the other passages in John 3, verse number 16, listen to the passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm trying to emphasize this idea about he gave, because in just a few minutes I want to talk just a little bit about what do you give. Some of us have been told that we have to do nothing, that we can't earn our salvation. It's all in God's hand, and you've been bamboozled if that's what you've been told. Because we do have to do something. Maybe that's why so many people stay at home from churches, because they've been told that you don't have to do nothing, that we're under God's grace, and he's got the whole thing covered. He's got the whole world covered in his hand. But you've been bamboozled if you've been told that we don't have to do nothing. I have heard some statements made sometime when they said, if you want to obey the gospel of Christ, this is all you have to do. Hear his word, believe with all your heart, repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, be buried with him in baptism to have your sins completely washed away. Certainly, that is what we need to do and have to do, but that is not all we need to do. The Bible continues to tell us in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship in breaking bread and in prayer. You notice they did something. They continued steadfastly. And that's what we have to do after you obey the gospel. Well, after you're baptized, then you got to continue to be a Christian. You got to continue to carry that act out. You don't stop. You don't stop and go back to your old ways, put on the old man again just because you think you got grace under grace. But the Bible said they not Jesus, not God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, but they continue. So there's something for us to do. In Acts 2 and verse number 37, he says, and they were pricked in their hearts. They were not God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Their hearts was pricked. There's something to do. And so don't be bamboozled by that all 100% of our salvation is dependent on in Christ's hand, and then there's nothing for, we don't have to go to church, we don't have to study our Bibles, we don't have to go to Bible class, we don't have to do good to all men. And maybe that's why we have so many of us have that attitude. And I know that we're not under the Old Testament again, where you got the Ten Commandments. We still honor many of the Ten Commandments, but we're not under the Mosaical period. Let me put it to you that way. We're under the Christian dispensation. And somebody says, since we're under the Christian dispensation, then we are free. Christ died for us. He's the total sacrifice, and there's nothing for us to do. I've heard preachers say that you can't earn your salvation, things that sort. Every day that I get up and I give God the praise and I study my Bible and I preach on Sunday morning, I go to the hospital like I did yesterday for a couple of people, I have done something. I have done something to enhance my Christianity. I've done something to enhance my loyalty to Christ. So don't sit back on your thumbs thinking that you have nothing to do. But let Christ be a personal Savior to you. Christ gave his life in John 20, verse 18. No man, this is what he said, no man taketh from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. In Titus 2, verse 14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. If we don't have to do anything, why do people keep saying, why'd you do that? Why'd you steal that? Why did you do this? If we don't have to do nothing, why do people keep asking us, why did you do that? In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 through 6, he says, so there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Yes, he died on the cross. Yes, he gave his life. Yes, he rose the third day, but he didn't do it all. He did not do it all. There's something for us to do. Paul said they were pricked in their hearts. Every time I do something from a faithful standpoint to God, I have done something. Every time I decide not to steal a car, but I bought a car, I paid for it, I have done something. Don't be fooled by this idea that you don't have to do nothing, that you can't, for some reason or another, God has it on. He gave his head to wear a crown for me in John 19 and verse number 2. And the soldiers placed a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put it on, I put him on a purple robe. Why did he do that? He did that for us. He did that for me. That's why we got to take this thing sort of personal. And then he gave his eyes to weep for me in Hebrews 5 and verse number 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up sacrifices, and he said that he cried and tears was in his eyes. He gave his shoulder to carry the cross for me. Oh, yeah, I'm so glad that Jesus to do that. I couldn't carry that cross. And then he gave his tongue to pray for me in that John 17, 20, 21. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through thy word, that they all might be one as the Father out of me and I, and that they all might be one in us, and that the world might know that thou hast sent me. Listen to these passages. God gave, Jesus gave, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit gave. But my question to you this morning is, how much do you give? How much have you given back? What have you given back to Christ? Have you given obedience to him? Have you given your life for him? Don't let nobody fool you that you don't have to do nothing. Here he says, why would this song be written? Restore my spirit, Lord. I need restored. My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love and rebuild my faith. Oh, restore my soul. Revive the fire, Lord, deep in my soul. Stir my desire to work in your fold. Light in my heart, dear God, your zeal grow cold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, restore my soul. Renew my courage, Lord, it needs restored. My cup is empty, refill it, dear Lord. Replace all doubts and fears with faith so bold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, restore my soul. If we don't have to do anything, this song is void. If all is on God and not on us, if all is on God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit and not on us, this song needs to be void. Any song that tell us to do anything, and throughout the song, but just go through the song, and you'll find that most of those songs says something that we need to do. I'm just explaining to you that God gives, the Holy Spirit gives. But there's something today that you need to give. My prayer and my request today is that one of the things that you can give is be a blessing to somebody else today. Put your little things aside. Put your little arguments aside and be a blessing to somebody today. Our Father, we do thank thee for this day and for all that you've done, going to do, and you have done for us. Give us the strength to be a blessing to somebody today. Let us recognize that we do have to, that there is something for us to do. Be faithful to the Lord. Have our hearts pricked. Be the kind of Christian that you want us to be. Help us to have open our minds and get busy, get to work. Maybe that's why we're not doing as much evangelistic work as we should, is because we don't think we have to do nothing. All you need is just a Bible. I've seen a bunch of Bibles in the back of cars, some that already raised, that already tore them up and everything. You need more than the Bible. You need us. He works through us. If God's going to get his job done, he gets it through us. And I hope you have a super duper week.